Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim is Perek Chof Dalet and Mishnah Dalet. So you will remember that what we've been doing all along throughout this wonderful Perek, which is Perek Shlosha, is that everything that we bring here has three different varieties. And so one of them is Tamei Midras, one of them is Tamei Meis, one of them is not Tamei at all. And now we're up to Tevot. Tevot are chests. So you can have a chest where the pitcha is mitzida. If it opens on its side, then nobody's going to chase you away if you sit on top of it. And the way that we can determine whether something is mekabel tumas midras is, remember that famous statement, Amod v'nase melachteinu, will you please get your rear end off of this so that we can get to work here? We're serious people. So if you took a bucket and you turn it upside down, the janitor is going to kick you in the rear and get you off of that bucket so that it's not royal midras. But if the whole use of this thing is on its side, okay, what do I care if you're sitting on it? I'm still able to put stuff into the side. So therefore, that type of teva will be tamei midras. If the opening is on top, then that means that it has a beta kibul, and a kli eitz with a beta kibul is mekabel tuma, but I can't sit on top of it because anybody who wants to open it is going to chase me off. And therefore, it would only be metami tumas meis. And a large teva, which holds more than arboim sa'a, and that's called haba'a b'midah, that's really gigantic, anshei midot, like we use in the Torah. Anshei midot are people that, oh, they're so big, we're going to have to start telling you about how incredibly large. That same idea over here. If it's ba'am b'midah, then remember, if it's not mitaltel, male v'rei kam, then it's not dumya desak. And since the mocker of tumas of eitzim is dafka sak, and the same pasuk that mentions sak, this would not be mitame at all. Continues the Mishnah, Perikov dalet halacha hey. There are also shlosha tarbusin hein. You've got three different types of hides. Ha! Interesting. Sounds familiar, maybe, from the second Shabbat. It's not quite the same. So over here, the question is, what exactly are you using these for? Now, these are sort of like cushions that are made out of leather. They haven't been tanned. They don't have any base kibul in them, and they're also in the same pasuk of sak. So it's like this. Shel saparim, if you're talking about in the barbershop, and remember that barbershops in those days were like barbershops that you may still remember, those older ones of you, with the red and white poles on the outside, which signified the blood letters. Letters, not letters. So there, the patient, just as they put somebody who is taking blood today, will put your arm, and when he takes the blood on a soft chair, on a chair handle or something, right? So they used to use these little pieces of leather. There you go. Benny is in his neighborhood. So he did that today. Thank you. Can you give us a show? I don't think people noticed. Yes, indeed. Excellent, excellent. As you can see, there's a leather box underneath his arm on which that was standing when they took that blood. So because of that, it's metame midras, because you lean on it. A kind of tarbus that was used for some eating on, that would be mekamel tumas meis. Why? Because remember, midrabbanan, even things that don't have a beit kibul, if they're meshamish adam and meshamish the kelim of an adam, and over here, that's exactly what you would put your plate on it, your napkin on it, your food on it, and then you would be eating on it. So then that is mekabel tuma, but it's not mekabel tumas midras, because it's not meant to be leaned on or sat on. Shel zeitim, but if it's the things where you spread out the olives on it, that is tohar, because it does not mishamish adam directly, and it is not used for sitting on. And it doesn't have a base kibul. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma at all. There are also, says the Mishnah, Chav Dalet, Mishnah Vav, there are also three types of bases, shalosh basasiyote, three bases. You can have a base that you use as a bedstand. So shalifnei hamita or shalifnei sofrim, tmeya midras. Now, lifnei sofrim would be basically like we had in the Beis HaMedrash, you know, with that roller thing that had three drawers in it, where you keep all of Moshe would keep all of his Safra stuff on it, right? But if you needed to sit down while you were talking, you'd sit on top of it. So that would be a classic Basis Sofrim. And I think there's one right to your side, Moshe, if you wouldn't mind showing us, unless it's hard for you to get the camera, not the Safra stuff, the Basisit, which the Rebbe had brought in. Okay, never mind. If you got you got to run around, no, it's okay. Okay, I'm not referring to that. Fine. So then, if it's in front of the, if it's by your bed, no, that's not what I'm referring to. No, I'm talking about the drawers next to the couch. So that is considered to be a basi seat because it can be sat on, and if it's in front of your bed, which is often used, there you go. So that's often sat on the top of it. Especially if you're a sofer and you like to rest a lot. So that would be something used for sitting on. It doesn't bother anybody if you sit on it because you could still open the drawers. And that would be tummy midras. Same thing is true, you know, for those, I'm sure you've seen those at the end of a bed where they've got the a chest at the end of the bed. So over there also, if it doesn't open from the top, it's also tummy midras as a bedstand because it's sittable on. Vishel dulbiki is tomei mace. Remember the dulbiki were the serving tables. So that is actually used for tzorchei adam, for the food and the dishes and so on, but it's not meant to be sat on. Shel migdal. Now this is a base. That's a really base. And that means at the bottom of your cabinet, you've got this thick piece of wood with some small legs sticking out. That's the base of the cabinet. The point of the base of the cabinet is to prevent the bottom of the cabinet from getting ruined by the floor, the dampness, or the sponge water, right? Now, that is, by definition, mechuber to the cabinet, as we said, and therefore is the same thing as the cabinet. But a cabinet of that size that requires that base is basically a closet. And a closet is not movable if it's full, so it's not metalto malevere kum, therefore it's not mekabel tuma at all.